Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. Greg, tomorrow Carolina opens that ACC slate we talked about yesterday against the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Wake not once what they used to be. Danny Manning, the head man there, legend as far as I'm concerned growing up, but he struggled a little bit as the Wake Forest coach. Your thoughts on the ballgame?
Yeah, Wake Forest losing John Collins to the NBA last year really hurt what this season could be. With him coming back, this is probably maybe a top-tier ACC-type team, but without him, they have a lot of question marks in the post. Bryant Crawford's leading this team, averaging 16 points a game. They've just really struggled kind of trying to figure out who they're going to be. And if you look at their schedule, I mean, you could not get off to a worse start than what the Demon Deacons did. They lost to Georgia Southern. They lost to Liberty. They lost to Drake. And then they also lost to Houston. And so when four of your first five games are losses, that doesn't bode well. Bounce back a little bit, but this team is still trying to fill itself out. Never a good thing to have to open ACC play in Chapel Hill against the Tar Heels. And so I think this is going to be a tough game for the Demon Deacons. But as you mentioned, Danny Manning has done a pretty good job recruiting. He's got a lot of young guys that are playing. They're going to have to grow up very quickly because while Bryant Crawford's a solid guard, he is by no means an elite-type player in the ACC. Brandon Childress, everybody knows that name, with his dad being a stud at Wake Forest so many years ago. But they're going to have their hands full against the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels, of course, looking to get back in kind of good order. Everybody's still smarting from that Wofford loss. That'll carry over for a couple weeks. But this is the opportunity to start the ACC season off with a good, solid win against the Demon Deacons.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.